ಮನ ರಾಧೆ ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಭಜಮನ ರಾಧೆ ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಭಜಮನ ರಾಧೆ 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 ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಭಜಮನ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ
ಭಜಮನ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ
ಭಜಮನ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಸಂಚಾರಿ
ಭಜಮನ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಸಂಚಾರಿ
ಭಜಮನ ರಾಧೆ 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 ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಭಜಮನ ರಾಧೆ 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 ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಭಜಮನ ರಾಧೆ 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 ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಭಜಮನ ರಾಧೆ 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 ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಭಜಮನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ಬಿಹಾರಿ
ಭಜಮನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ಬಿಹಾರಿ
ಭಜಮನ ರಾಧಾ ಚೇ ದೋಹಾರಿ
ಭಜಮನ ರಾಧಾ ಚೇ ದೋಹಾರಿ
ಭಜಮನ ರಾಧೆ 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 ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಭಜಮನ ರಾಧೆ 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 ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಭಜಮನ ರಾಧೆ 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 ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಭಜಮನ ರಾಧೆ 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 ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಭಜಮನ ರಾಧೆ ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಭಜಮನ ರಾಧೆ ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಭಜಮನ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಸಂಚಾರಿ
ಭಜಮನ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಸಂಚಾರಿ
ಭಜಮನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವಿಹಾರಿ
ಭಜಮನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವಿಹಾರಿ
ಭಜಮನ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ
ಭಜಮನ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ
ಭಜಮನ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಸಂಚಾರಿ
ಭಜಮನ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಸಂಚಾರಿ
ಭಜಮನ ರಾಧೆ 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 ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಭಜಮನ ರಾಧೆ 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 ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಭಜಮನ ರಾಧೆ 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 ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಭಜಮನ ರಾಧೆ 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 ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಭಜಮನ ರಾಧೆ ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಭಜಮನ ರಾಧೆ ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಭಜಮನ ರಾಧೆ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಅಮರೇ जीवन का सबसे बड़ा जो पुरुषार्थ है वो यही हो सकता है कि अज्ञान निद्रा से जागने के बाद हम अपने आप को अपने जीवन को भगवान के चरणों में समर्पित कर दें, अपने जीवन का सब भार उन्हें अर्पित कर दें। सब भार तुम्हारे हाथों में
सौंप दिया इस जीवन का सब भार तुम्हारे हाथों में
है जीत तुम्हारे हाथों में और हार तुम्हारे हाथों में
ಓ सहनावतु सहनौभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्
मंगलाचरण
नमः श्रीशङ्करानन्द गुरुपादाम्बुजन्मने सविलासमहामोह ग्राहग्रासैककर्मणि परमात्माद्वयानन्द परमात्माद्वयानन्द पूर्णः पूर्वं स्वमायया पूर्णः पूर्वं स्वमायया स्वयमेव जगद्भूत्वा स्वयमेव जगद्भूत्वा प्राविशज्जीवरूपतः प्राविशज्जीवरूपतः
परमात्मा Now, Vidyarana Swamiji is showing us the path, how to think, how to analyze. And the Mangalacharan of this chapter is the word Paramatma. One word is the Mangalacharan of this chapter. Paramatma, what is Paramatma? Paramatma. Param means the supreme. There is nobody beyond that Paramatma. He is the supreme most. Paramatma. Purvam, before creation, he was there. In Kathopanishad, it is said, Purusat na param sa kastha sa paragati. Purusat. Purusat means that Paramatma. We sometimes say Purus and Prakriti. So in Upanishad, sometimes you will find for Paramatma the word Purus is there. So it is said, Purusat na param. There is nobody superior to that Purus. Purusat na param. Sa kastha, that is the limit. Sa param gati, and that is our goal. We have to know that. So how was the self before creation? Was he alone? He said, Advaya. Advaya means not two. Dvaya means two. Advaya means not two. Non-dual. Advaya. Advaya means he is infinite. When there are two, then it becomes finite. When there is only one, it is infinite. And once it is infinite, then it is Anandarupa. It is said, Bhuma Sukham. In Chandogya Upanishad, it said, Bhuma, one which is infinite, there is the Sukh. Alpe Sukham Nasti. Anything which is limited, there is no Sukh there. So whatever we are seeing in this world is all Alpa, 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 finite, 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 finite. So Chandogya Upanishad said, Alpe Sukham Nasti. It's not there. So Anand, where is Anand? Anand is in the infinite only. And how is that? He is a Poorn. We all are a Poorn. And to make ourselves Poorn, we try to get the things of the finite world. We want to make ourselves Poorn by finite things. and we will never be successful in that. And that Paramatma is Purna. He needs nothing from the world. We say, na, Purna Adaha, this is Purna, Purna Idam, all this world is also Purna. That Purna I am, that Paramatma is that Purna. So adjective for Paramatma are three. He is Advaya, He is Anand, and He is Purna. The three adjectives are used here. Then what He did? He was alone. Swa Mayaya, by His own Maya, it is not others' Maya, His own Maya, what He became? Swayameva Jagat Bhutva. He Himself became the whole world. A direct declaration that Lord has become this whole world. So whatever we are seeing is Lord Himself. If you are seeing the chair, is the Lord. Swayame Bhutva, He became. And in Drig Drishya Vivek, we have already seen each vastu, each object, each thing of the world has got five things. What are those things? Asti, Bhati, Priya, Nam, Rupa. But what we are seeing is the Nam Rupa only. We are not able to see Asti, Bhati, Priya or Sat, Chit, Anand. That part we are not able to see. So Drig Drishya Vivek is saying the same thing. Swayameva Jagat Bhutva, then what he did? Pravasit, he entered. He was so fascinated with the world, Pravasit, he entered into it. How? Jiva Rupata. So he became Jiva. One Paramatma became the whole world, he became Jiva also. So one became three. So the whole world is also Paramatma. Ugni Upadeshar we have seen. Jagat Isidhi Yukta Sevanam Ashtamurti Vrit Deva Pujanam. Raman Maharshi also said same thing. We have studied that. Same thing. This is called Pravesh Shruti, how he entered. In all Upanishads you will find Pravesh Shruti. We will see one by one the Pravesh Shruti also. First word is Advaya. What is Advaya? Advaya means he alone is, there is nobody else. Nothing else is there. And the Mahatma explained it, Sajatiya Bijatiya Swagat Bheda Rahita. Are you all comfortable with the Hindi words? Sajatiya, jati means species. Sajatiya means of the same species. Bijatiya, other than this species. Swagat, in itself. Bhed, differences. Rahit, he is without any sajatiya, bijatiya, swagat, bhed, rahita. There is no difference in him. In world, we see mineral kingdom, plant kingdom, animal kingdom, human beings. And in each kingdom you will find difference. In mineral kingdom, in earth you will find black earth, brown, red. Somewhere you will find sandy things, somewhere sticky things, minerals, different types of mineral. In the same mineral there are different quality. Even if you take the coal, in different coal there are different ash contents. The varieties are there. In the plant kingdom, plant is there, different types of plants are there. It is sajatiya, but in sajatiya there is again difference. For the plant, the mineral kingdom is bijatiya, or the humans or the animals are bijatiya. But in the same plant, sajatiya, there are again varieties. And in swagat, in the plant itself, there is the differences. There are leaves, stems, fruits, flowers, roots, difference. In human beings also, we have got sajatiya, bijatiya, swagat, bhed. Bijatiya, we are different from animal, we are different from plants, we are different from mineral kingdom. And in Sajati, in human beings also, we have got difference. We have got Indian, we have got Chinese, we have got American, we have got brown, we have white, we have black. Same. Sajatiya bhed, there are difference. Swagat, in Swagat also, in the one body there is bhed. Hands are not legs, legs are not ears, eyes, different. Limbs are there. But he is Sajatiya, Bijatiya, Swagat, Bhed, Rahita. There is no difference there. So where is the difference actually? Difference is only in the Upadhi. Difference is only in the matter. We have studied in Isavasya Upanishad that he is without gross body, he is without subtle body, he is without causal body. All the differences are in the body, in the Upadhi, in the matter. The differences are in the Naam Roop, not in the Sachidananda Vastu. So he is Sajatiya, Bijatiya, Swagat, Bhedarahita. There is no difference. How can there be difference? Very simple logic. How many Brahmans are there? One. Is there any jati, any species? Is there any bijatiya? Except Brahman, there is nothing else. Can there be any difference? No sajatiya, no bijatiya, swagat bhed, no gross body, no subtle body, no causal body. How there can be a difference? Bheda rahita, no difference there. Purvam, he was before the creation. In Bhagavat, in second canto, there comes a Chatuslokiya Bhagavat. Same thing is written there. What we are studying here in the Panchadasi, same thing is written there. What is said there? Aham eva asame vagre nanyadas sad asat param paschad aham yadetascha yo vasishyate sosyam aham. Aham eva asam ev agre, I alone was before also. Only alone. And na anyat, there was nothing else. Sat asat, gross or subtle. Here sat asat means gross or subtle. Param, here param means the cause of this gross and subtle. That means the prakriti. At that time when I was alone, there was no gross thing, no subtle thing, no prakriti that was there. And what was there? Paschad aham ye detat yo vasishyate sosam. Paschad, after the creation is dissolved, what will happen? What will remain? Brahman will remain. Same thing we have seen in our Isavasya Mangalacharan. Om Purnamada. We always every day chant this. Na? Om Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachyate, Purnasya, Purnamadaya, Purnavivavasishyate. Again the Purnicharya. So what is that? Purnamada, this is Purn inside me, that is Purna. Purna idam, whole world, whatever we see is also Purna. Because Swayam eva bhutva, he became na. Whole world is Purnat Purna Mudachyate Purnat. From that Purna, from that one, from that Brahman, the whole world came out. Purnat Purna Mudachyate, it comes out. Now this, from this, with this Brahman and the world, Purnasya, this become Purna. Purnasya Purnamadaya. From that total Purna, if you take out the Jagat, what will remain? Purnamadaya. The same Purna. We chant every day this thing. This is the meaning. Purnaiva Vasishyate. In Chhandogya Upanishad also it is said, Sadeva Saumya Idam Agram Asit Ekam Eva Advitiyam. ओ सौम्य नो इट फॉर श्योर आई वॉज देयर बिफोर एकम देयर मे बी अ डाउट आफ्टर वन देयर कैन बी टू और नॉट एव एलोन अगेन देयर अ डाउट मे कम नो देयर मे बी टू अद्वितीय नो टू इज ओनली वन एकम एव अद्वितीय When did Lord say this thing? So when the creation started, first the Brahmaji came. Brahmaji means Brahman plus Sattagun Pradhan Maya, Brahmaji was created. He was told, now you do the creation. So Brahmaji said, Oh Lord, you give me the knowledge which I start creating the whole world. I may develop ego, ahankar may come. That I am the creator. Lord said, okay. This Chatusloki Bhagavat came. I was there alone. There was nothing else. Brahmaji, you came because of me. You are not the creator. The whole, this four slokas came. Very good. Ananda. Advaya Ananda. And we have already seen Ananda is where there is infinite. The only source of Ananda is that infinite. It is not in the objects of the world. We are superimposing our Ananda on these objects. We think that these objects are giving me sukh. No. The original source of Ananda is inside me, that Atman is the Ananda. Purnam, he is complete, he is full. It is explained, desh kala vastu aparichinna. Parichinna means limited. Aparichinna means not limited. Limited by what? Desh, by space. It is not limited by space. It is not limited by kal. It is not limited by any object. Desh kala vastu aparichinna. That Brahman, that Paramatma is Purna. Purna means it's not limited in any space. In Purushuktum it comes that whatever you are seeing in the whole world, the whole space, is only a pada. Pada means a 1/4, a 25% of the Paramatma. So Paramatma is plus 75% which is unmanifest. So what we are seeing is only a path, a fraction of that. So he is not limited in this space. He is not limited in time. Time came afterwards. He was before time also. And he is not limited in any one object. He is in all object and he is outside all object also. He is not limited in one object. Desh kal vastu. Aparichinna, swamayaya, that power is his own power. Swa, what indicates, it is his power. And whenever a power comes to any person, that persons like to express it. Like the small children, when they start walking, they want to express their power, they will start walking. When they start speaking, they will express, start speaking. Swamayaya. So when this power, he realized, yeah, I have got a power, he also wanted to express it. Kuch karke dikhate hain, swamayaya. So what also indicate that the maya is not independent. Maya is dependent on Paramatma or Brahman. Paramatma or Brahman can remain without this power. But this power, Maya, cannot remain without the support of Brahman. In Bhagavad Gita also, Lord has said, Devi yasa gunmai mam maya duratya. There also Lord Krishna says the same thing. This Maya, whose Maya is this? Mam maya. This is my Maya. But how you can cross? He said, you can cross, provided you surrender to me. Then you can cross it, otherwise you can't cross. So what is Maya? What is the meaning of Maya? Ma means to measure. And it is said, aghatit ghatana patiyasi, that is Maya. A thing which has never happened, it will show it has happened. Aghatit ghatana patiyasi, it will show. Maya means to measure. This Maya made that infinite Paramatma finite. You can measure this finite now. That is the power of Maya. That infinite Paramatma, because of this Maya, became finite. Now you can measure this finite. That is Maya. Yama sa Maya. Yama. Ma means no. That which is not there is Maya. This is the definition given in the Sanskrit. Yama sa Maya. In Chatushloki Bhagavat, in the second verse also it was said, one should understand that to be my Maya, which makes unreal thing appear in me. Unreal things make appear in me. And that is illusion, and it covers me, it veils me. Same Maya has veiled Atman in me, and the same Maya outside has veiled Brahman, the substratum, the Satchidananda outside. Now what we are seeing is only Namrup. We are not able to see the substratum of that Namrup Satchidananda. We are not able to see. In our own body, Atman is inside, but we are not able to see. It has veiled. How it has veiled? In Drik Drishya Vivek we have seen Srishti Naam Brahma Rupe Satchidananda Vastuni Abdhau Fenadivat Sarva Naam Rup Prasarana. Satchidananda Vastuni, in Satchidananda Vastuni, the whole Srishti is what? It's a Naam Rup Prasarana. There are different forms, and we are giving a name to each form so that we can transact. It is the same material with that chair is made, with the same material this table is made, but the shape are different, so we are calling this as a table and that as a chair. For each form, we have given a name and we are transacting so the people can understand. Srishti naam brahma rupe satchidananda vastuni abdhau fenadivat sarva naam rup prasarana. In Vivek Churamani, Shankarajaji says, Maya is Abhyakta Namani Parmesh Sakti. Abhyakta Namani. It's unmanifest form. And it is Parmesh Sakti. Param is. The one who is a Param is the Paramatma, the Brahman. It is his power, Parmesh Sakti. Now let us see the Maya from different standpoint. From the standpoint of absolute Brahman, there is no Maya. We can understand it with the example of rope and snake. Ask rope, have you created snake? Rope will say, no, I never created. But I am seeing snake, it's your problem, you are seeing snake. I have never created. Standing on the platform of the rope, you will never be able to see snake. When you are standing on the platform of the Brahman, from that standpoint, from that platform, you will never be able to see Jagat. So from the standpoint of absolute, there is no Maya. From the own standpoint of Maya, it is anirvachaniya. From the standpoint of Maya, it is anirvachaniya. Why anirvachaniya? It cannot be described. Why? in a particular fashion you cannot describe. We know, but can you say that Maya is Sat? Sat means it is existing in three periods of time? We cannot say, because it will end by knowledge. Can we say Asat? Maya is Asat. Can we say that? No. We see the its effect. It affects is seen. We are sorrowful. We are tensed, stressed. These are all the symptoms of Maya only. So neither we can say Sat nor we can say Asat. So our scripture says which cannot be described as Sat or Asat, it is called Anirvachaniya. It cannot be described in a particular fashion. From the Jeev standpoint, it is a magical power. And Shankaracharya gives a beautiful example in one of the Upanishads, like a magician throws a rope up and the rope stands like that. Magician climbs that rope, goes up, starts fighting there with the demons, cutting their body limbs. Limbs are falling. Magician comes down. Nothing has happened. Magic. Once upon a time, this was the magic. In our time, we have seen PC Sarkar doing sawmill, and they put a human body, a girl, and then the girl again comes out. Magic. This is magic. At another place in Mandukya Upanishad, Shankaracharya gives a beautiful example. Like a sparkler, or you take an incense stick burning, it's only one point fire is there. And if you start that sparkler or the agarbatti like this and this, and if you see it from the distance, you will see circle, triangle, square, rectangle, different shape. You can write Om. You have to do it speedily. But from the distance, the person will not see the sparkler. He will see the circle. What, he will say, what is that? Well, that is circle. Stop it. Are, this is only Brahman. The source is only that incense stick or the sparkler. This is how it is explained. Swayameva jagat bhutva pravasit, he became jagat and entered. In Aitriya Upanishad, it is said, sa etameva simanam vidareitana dvara prapadyat. He opened the skull of a human being, entered from here. That is why in the newborn baby you will find this is soft. Aitriya Upanishad says this. In Taittiriya Upanishad, they say, tat srishtva tave tadeva anu pravasit. Tat srishtva, after creating whole this world, he entered into it. Same thing is said here in our verse number 1. How he entered? Like we build a house and we enter in the house, na? We enter. Like we make a dream, as a dreamer, we enter into the dream. Same way, he created the whole thing and entered into it. So Lord became Jagat, he became Jiva and Paramatma, all in one. But earlier Paramatma was Advaya, Purna and Anandarup. That verse is saying. And we discussed it, that Paramatma was Advaya. He was Purn and Anand, but now he has become Dvaya. After becoming Jagat, he has become Dvaya. Duality has come. He was Purn, now he has become Apurna. He was Ananda Sarup, and we are Dukkha Sarup. Anand sometimes visits us. We have become dukkha swarup. So how this has become? That Paramatma, that Brahman, which is Purna Ananda Swarup, Advaya, how he has become all this? Is it possible? Not possible. Let us see how Chetan created this thing. I am not good in science, but I know H2O is equal to water. Am I right? H2O? So hydrogen and oxygen, both are gases, both are combustible. When they come together, what happens? Water pump. Different character. Both are combustible gases, but the water property, it can extinguish the fire. Gases go up, water go. Ho gaya na ultra. So why not Lord can create? He can also. Entered means what? Entered means identified with the whole creation. He identified with the creation. And we identified with the body and become jiva. This Paramatma became a jiva. Like a silkworm in a cocoon. It is caught in that cocoon, no? Cocoon. That Paramatma became jeev and he is caught in this sansar. You see, in this sansar, there are two types of sansar. One is called Ishwar Krit sansar, another is Jeev Krit sansar. This Ishwar Krit sansar never gives you any sorrow. Never, never gives you sorrow. You get happiness. When you go out for vacation anywhere, you get happiness when you go into the nature. But if you start owning it, then the problems start. So wherever we have identified ourselves, we have created our own sansar. Because of identification with that, this is my house, this is my car, this is my son, my parents, my, wherever the my has come, this is your sansar. That sansar gives you sorrow. And wherever you are not identified, you never get that sorrow from that place. So Adhyarop is complete. The whole creation is explained in one verse. Adhyarop is complete. Now the question comes, if Paramatma is one and he has entered in this world as a Jeeva Rupa, so why do we see so many types of Jeeva? We see the variety. Why there is a difference? How do you explain? If Lord has entered as a jeev, so all jeeves should be of one type only, na? The same. Why do we see variety here? That is explained in verse number 2.
Vishnu Aduttama Deheshu.
Vishnu Aduttama Deheshu.
Pravishto devata bhavata,
pravishto devata bhavata,
martyadhyadhama deheshu, martyadhyadhama deheshu, sthito bhajati devatam, sthito bhajati devatam, vishnuadyuttama deheshu, pravishto devata bhavata martyadhyadhama deheshu sthito bhajati devatam.
Vishnu adi uttam deheshu pravishto devata bhavat. When he entered in the form of the Vishnu, then he became devata. We call him devata. La. And Martyadi Adam Dehesu Sthita Martyatam Bhajati. and in the adham deha, other deha is the uttam deha and adham deha. What is that adham deha? Human body, animal body, plant kingdom, these are adham deha, lower. They are all subjected to death. Even Vishnu life is also limited. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh life is also limited. They come into existence when the creation comes in. When the creation is not there, they are also not there. Who is there at that time? Brahma. So their life span is also limited. But in comparison to human life, we call him, longevity is very long. They remain for a long period of time. Still that creation is there, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh is there. So the reflection of sun in Ganges and in the dirty water is one and same. It is the same reflection, but the clarity of that reflection in Ganges, it is clear, and in ditch water, in dirty water, it's not clear. So where is the difference? Difference is in upadhi. There is no difference in the reflection of consciousness in devata and in jiva. But the difference is in the upadhi. Why it is the different? Because devata sarir is made of satya pradhan maya. We know in the maya have got three guna, satya, rajas and tamas. So devata body is made of satya pradhan maya, that is why they are sarva saktiman and sarvagya. And the other bodies are made of rajas and tamas pradhan. Sattva is there, but we call it malin sattva. We also have got sattva, but that sattva is not sufficient to realize our own atman. We have to increase that sattva. So rajas and tamas pradhan upadhi became jiva. In devata also we find variety. Chaturmukh Brahma, Chaturbhuj Vishnu, there are varieties there also. Different shapes, different functions. Agni Devta is a Purohit. He is supposed to take all the oblations and deliver it to the different Devta. Om Indra Swaha, it will take it to Indra. Om Varuna Swaha, it will give to Varun Devta. That is the job of. And devata means dyotana titi devata, one which illumines. So uttam deha becomes upasya and the adham deha becomes upasak. They are worshipped and we are worshipped. Bhajati devatam, now we worship that devata. Why do we worship? Why? Because he has got satya pradhan. I want satya gun from him. Why do you worship the rich people? I want something from him. We go to the person who has got a power. Why? He will give me something. We run to the different ministers for getting license, give me this permission, that permission, because that has the power. That is why we are going and worshipping him, praying, file our application. Sometimes you have give something more under the table, above the table. Praying, give me this. So also we have to pray. Give me Sattagun, give me Sattagun, you have got a lot of Sattagun, give me. So So one thing is very clear, the differences are in upadhi. The reflection of consciousness is one and same in the devata and in me. There is no difference there. See, this murti is also made of marble. In many temples, you will find the steps are also made of marble. Walls are also made of marble. Do you prostrate to wall? No. That is inferior upadhi there. Devata, superior upadhi, you prostrate there. It's the same thing. But we don't prostrate to the marble wall, but we prostrate to Lord. So difference is only upadhi. In Ramayana it is said, Mudha Veda Jadapi Krita Maya Binuhari Jaina Koti Upaya. If you do Koti Upaya, this Ved you cannot remove unless you get the grace of the Lord. So we have to worship. A lot of children in your home ask, why should I do the puja? Why should I worship? Now you can tell them why you have to worship. Adham Deh, they have to do it. And why do we need Sattvagun? We need Sattvagun to make my mind peaceful, to make my mind pure, and it is required. Guruji says, we can stay for few seconds or maybe 1 minute, 2 minutes without air, without food, you can stay for 2, 3, 4 days. But without thinking, you can stay for innumerable lives. We have not thought properly. The moment we start thinking, the Maya will go away. But we have not done the right thinking or not the complete thinking. It's not the proper thinking that we have not done. And sometimes when we go to the satsang or study, do the swadhyaya, all of a sudden it will click. It once happened in Calcutta. In those earlier times, you know, the food used to be cooked in one chulha, a fireplace, and to lit that fire, you need soft coke, some wooden thing, then kerosene, then you put the coal, and it will take 15-20 minutes time, lot of smoke will come. It will take at least half an hour to get it ready. It's not like that. Flame started immediately, instant. And in earlier time, they used to cook morning, evening separately. So one Sethji was there, and the maid servant came. She was late on that day. And she said, Saam ho gai, abhi chulha nahi jalaya. I have not started this fireplace yet, but now it is evening. And the Sethji, it clicked in mind then and there. My life is gone so much. I have not done anything. He left the house and went away. It clicks like that. Maid servant said, I am late today. Aaj aag chulhe mein aag lagane mein saam ho gayi. And he said, my life. It was his purva janma sanskar. He came to know that I have passed apachiyate, approaching pinaschatite. Immediately left home. Once Brahmaji, Indra was deluded. Why this gopis and everybody is worshipping Lord Krishna? Who is this Krishna? Is this boy? I want to see. So he removed all the gopas and all the cow. And Krishna said, Okcha. He created everything. He became all. all cows. And these cows, when they went back home, and the gopis found that they are very lovable. Krishna has become all this, na? For 1 year it happened like that. And Lord Krishna was playing with their gopis and cows. Then Indra came to know. No, he is Paramatma. Returned everything. Same thing we have studied in our Drigadrishi Viveka also. Kham vayu agni jalo visu devatiryang naradisu abhinna satchidananda vidyate nam rupani. What is the difference is there? Vidyate nam rup only. These five elements, kham, vayu, agni, jal, urbisu, these are all inert matters. And the three things, dev, tiryan, naradisu, all are made of these five elements. Dev body is also made of those five elements. This body is also made of five elements. Animal also. Abhinna Satchidananda, but in all of them, it is the same Satchidananda. Abhinna, it's not different Satchidananda. Same Satchidananda in the Devata, in the Tiryak, in the animal, and in the human body. Vidyate Rupa Namani. The difference is only in the Nam and Rup. Some Mahatma says, in India, somewhere they make the puja of Ganesh ji by making from gur, from jaggery. They make Ganesh from jaggery. And they give the bhog also of jaggery. Gur ka Ganesh aur gur ka bhog. And Mahatma says, jo gur jai, uska Ganesh ji ka piche se thoda sa nikal liya. So that nobody can see it. Just offer it to Ganesh ji. It was the same. Good ka Ganesh. Now the adhyarop is complete. Now how to remove this adhyarop, how to negate it, is in the third verse. Are we going very fast or what? Are we going very fast? The whole creation is superimposition, is explained in verse number 1. Why there are differences? It was said in the Upadhi. It is the Veda of Upadhi. Now how to remove this is in the verse number 3.
After the class. Aneka janma bhajanat, aneka janma bhajanat, swavicharam chikirshati. Swavicharam chikirshati vicharena vinashtayam vicharena vinashtayam mayayam shishyate swayam mayayam shishyate swayam aneka janma bhajanat swavicharam chikirshati vicharena vinashtayam mayayam shishyate swayam.
Anek janma bhajanat. How long we have to worship that Lord? Anek janma bhajanat. Then what will happen? Svavicharam chikirsati. Chikirsati, wish, you will, the inquiry will come into you. Svavichar, about your own self. Who am I? This vichar will not come unless you worship, unless you purify your mind, unless you get the sattvagun from the devatas. That is why we have to worship him. Anek janma bhajanat. Svavicharam chikirsati. A jigyasa will come into you that I want to know who am I. Then, vicharenam vinashtayam mayayam. If you start inquiry, who am I? Then vinashtayam, it will be destroyed. Who? The Maya. Maya will be destroyed. Only by vichar, nothing else to be done. Only you have to think, you have to analyze the way the author or the scripture is telling you. You do vichar in this way, analyze this way. Vicharena vinastayam mayayam. Then what will remain? Sishyate swayam. What will remain? Only the self will remain. Can we negate that self? No, that you can never negate. So detailed meaning of this we will see in our next lesson. What type of vichar will come in you? When will it come? That detail we will see in our next lesson. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamayaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.